All of us know that connection is very important for cutting corn or like non-regular crops. And you can see here, when connection is like under-applied, for sure we will have low yields, poor quality. On the other side, however, when connection is applied too much, we will increase the use of insecticides, reduce yield quality and price, delay maturity, and waste some money on nitrogen fertilizer. And also we have some like negative impacts on water and air quality. So nitrogen management is very important for yields, for profit, and for the environment. In Tennessee, you know, we recommend 67 to 90 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen for cotton on upland fields. For bottom fields, we only recommend 34 to 67 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen. And also, you know, during the past several years, there was some change from the use of ammonia nitrate to urea, to UNN, because of the security concern, and it is more difficult for producers to get the ammonia nitrate fertilizer. And also, during the past several years, more and more producers try to move the nitrogen application before the cotton planting to some in-season site dress of nitrogen. And also like the planting analysis for nitrogen at early bloom is a very important tool for diagnosis for nitrogen nutrition, particularly for the determine whether a supplemental nitrogen application is needed later in the season for the cotton crop. So you can see here, currently we use the critical nitrogen value of 30 to 45 grams per kilogram, so 3 to 4.5% for the entire 1,000 US. And this value actually was established with the data that were collected during 1970s to early 1990s. So those data were, you know, collected very early and has been used for a long time. And more recently, there was another like a critical value proposed by Bell, et cetera, in 2003. And the value was 43 grams per kilogram. And they used the data from the Mid-South in different states. And that were collected in 1996 and 1997. So you can see those values were, you know, are based on the data which were collected probably about 20 years ago. So the objectives for this study was to determine the optimal site dress nitrogen application rates for UNN and also the optimal total nitrogen application rates for current cotton cultivars under no-tillage, and also to estimate the critical nitrogen value at early bloom for contemporary high-yielding cotton under no-tillage systems. So this study was conducted in 6 different counties for 2 years. The treatment was site dressed nitrogen. So we had 6 treatments, 0 is the control. Then we had 45, 90, 134, and 179. And we used the nitrogen fertilizer, UNN, 32% of nitrogen. We used a strip plot about 15 feet wide running across the entire field length. And also we used the RCB design with 3 replicates. All those fields, you can see, were like self-known soils, and we use the cultivar like phytogen 375. In addition to the self-recognizing treatments, some producers also use some pre-plant nitrogen applications for their fields. Here you can see in 2009, in Gibson and Haywood, 45 and 56 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen were used respectively for that year for those two locations. And in 2010, actually 5 out of the 6 locations were applied with some pre-plant nitrogen in a range of 22 to 56 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen. Here are the initial soil properties before cotton planting. You can see the pH was between 5.5 to 6.1, kind of low in Tennessee. And also the organic matter was very low, only like 8 to 13 grams per kilogram. The total of nitrate nitrogen and ammonia nitrogen was in a range from like 7.1 to 15.4 parts per million for the top 60 centimeters, top 2 feet. So now let's look at some of the results. This is the traditional way, you know, FTST plus LST. You can say out of the 11 site years, we got 9 site years with significant leaf lighting responses to the site dressed nitrogen applications. Here you can say even for Gibson and Haywood, those two locations we put like 40 to 50 pounds per acre of nitrogen is pre-plant nitrogen. But we still got significant responses in 3 out of 4 site years at those two locations. And similarly, you can see here the responses. We had 8 out of 11 site years showing significant yield increases with the site dressed nitrogen. And the yield increase ranged from like 5% to as high as 60% at this like 11 site years. And when you look at like Chris Mann and some other like cotton specialists in the cotton belt wide, they did a similar study for about 3 years and they had 20 site years in total. But they only found like 11 out of those 20 site years having significant yield responses. But in this study, actually, I saw like 8 out of 11 site years in Tennessee. So that means maybe, you know, it is easier to have the significant yield responses to nitrogen in Tennessee than in other states across the belt. Cotton belt wide region. And unlike leaf lighting or like length yield, you can see really there was not much significant response of post harvest soil lighting responses to the site dressed nitrogen. When they had 2 out of the 11 location yields showed significant increases in soil lighting after cotton harvest. And the only one like lighting was applied at the highest rate, 179, the soil lighting content was built up in the soil profile. In addition to those like traditional analysis, we also did some like regression analysis. Here you can see the regression of leaf nitrogen at early bloom with total applied nitrogen. That means pre-plant nitrogen plus the site dressed nitrogen. Here you can see, based on the equations, for maximum leaf nitrogen concentration at early bloom, we need to apply about 129 to 209 kilograms per hectare of total nitrogen to the crop. So these numbers are much higher than our recommendations for cotton in Tennessee. And here 2010, you can say, yeah, about 140 to 200 kilograms nitrogen per hectare was required for the maximum and leaf nitrogen concentration at early bloom. And similarly, you can say for length yields, here we need about 188 to 220 of total nitrogen for the maximum yields. For 2010, only one location could be used, you know, to do the calculations. Here we got the results. It was like 191. So anyway, these numbers are much higher than our recommendations in Tennessee. But these, you know, numbers, we get those numbers based on regression, okay, not based on F-test or the LSD mean separations. Also, we did the regression of yield with leaf nitrogen at early bloom to get the critical nitrogen value for early bloom. Here you can see we got the range of 34 to 45 grams per kilogram. So that means 3.2 to 4.5% of nitrogen for early bloom. As I mentioned earlier, actually we are using 3 to 4.5%. So our results are a little bit higher than the current values that are being used in the region. For 2010, you know, the shape of the equations was not able to be used, you know, for these calculations. So we didn't have any results. However, we pulled the data together. We combined the 2 years. We did the regression, and then we got like 47 grams per kilogram as the critical nitrogen concentration for early bloom. And this is higher than the current range, 3 to 4.5% for cotton at early bloom. So summary, operating like 45 to 164 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen per season was sufficient for maximum cotton yields in this study. And also the current nitrogen recommendations for cotton in Tennessee are more than adequate for some fields, but are not adequate for some other fields. So leaf nitrogen of 34 to 47 at early bloom is required for cotton to reach to the optimal yields. And these values are somewhat higher than the current sufficient nitrogen range of 30 to 45 grams per kilogram. And with that, I'd like to answer questions you may have. Go ahead, yeah.
Do you think it is about those sites that needed more nitrogen? Is there something about those sites, why,
figure out why they need more nitrogen in the environment? That's a good question. I mean, yeah, our recommendations, the recommendations by UT, actually, you know, are kind of low compared, you know, to other states. As I mentioned, you know, for bottom fields, we only recommend 30 to 60 pounds. For upland fields, we only recommend 60 to 80. So based on this study, by F-test plus the, you know, LSD, actually, as I mentioned here, you can see we only need to apply 45 to 145. So the range is very large for this study. But most of them probably are still with the range, you know, of 30 to 80 of our current recommendation. But, you know, why nitrogen, we need more nitrogen for cotton now than in the past. For sure, you know, the yields are much higher. So, and also, you know, for the critical nitrogen value, you know, we got like higher values from this study compared, you know, to the 3 to 4.5% for the region. I really don't know the reason, you know, but we used, you know, a new cultivars, and also all those like locations were under no tillage. So maybe there was some difference, you know, in those situations. Maybe, you know, those were, you know, some of the reasons for why we have, you know, a higher critical nitrogen value for current cultivars under no tillage compared, you know, to the traditional critical values. Thank you.